Welcome back. John Fisher began recording in 1969. In 1970, he was graduated from Wheaton College near Chicago, and he toured with evangelist Leighton Ford. He shares more about how he got started in the music industry.
Actually, I started writing Christian songs, although we didn't even know what to call them then. They were probably folk songs talking about my relationship with God and Christ and salvation and other faith issues as it related to my life as a young man. I really started that in college. That would have been the mid to late 60s. As far as I knew, no one was doing it at the time. I was in pretty big demand, and at Wheaton College, I had a duo going with my roommate, and we were kind of a Christian Simon and Garfunkel, and we started playing for just about every Youth for Christ club in the Chicago area. And later on during the summers, I was involved at a camp in Santa Cruz, California, and that's where I got to introduce my music to high school campers all summer. I actually did that also in the summer of 68. And I got a letter from a Catholic recording company, and they were interested in my music because the folk masses were big time in that era. And as a matter of fact, the Catholics were ahead of the evangelicals in terms of recording contemporary religious music because of the demand for music they had from folk masses, the singing nuns and Ray Rep. Father Schultes wrote They'll Know We Christians By Our Love. So my first two albums were with them, and then my third album was what really kind of broke me into the Christian, what was in the burgeoning Christian market, which had been about 1973, and that's when I signed with Light Records and recorded Still Life, which is probably still my best-selling album in 1973.
Still Life. Was meant to live a still life, but somehow we got trapped into the fast life, the cast life, where everyone plays a part. Of the rat race, where no one knows who you are and nobody cares. If there really is a God and He has something to say, we would never hear it, 'cause the noise is in.
Here is John Fisher with Inside on Streets of Gold.
Cause he's in there. but I soon got weary and I cried. I can't do it, Lord. He said, don't you see that's why my son bled? Took your failures on him.
John Fisher on Streets of Gold. One of his first big hits is the song All Day Song. Now, perhaps you sing it in Sunday school or know the hand signals to that song. Here he shares how All Day Song was born.
I was staying with some good friends in Redlands, California, who had a lovely house. He was a dentist and real supportive of my early work in ministry through music and Christian music. I stayed with him often when I was recording or when I was in Southern California because I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area at the time. They had a lovely house and a guest room, which they called the Yellow Room because it was all yellow. And I woke up one morning with the sun streaming into a yellow room, making the yellow walls even more yellow, and grabbed my guitar just on a lark and inspiration and wrote I Love Him in the Morning When You See the Sun Rising. Actually, I carried that song around in my back pocket for, I would say, 3-4 months before I ever did anything with it, because I thought it was too simple. And then at our church, in Peninsula Bible Church in Palo Alto, California, I was in charge of the music at a Sunday evening Body Life service every week. And I decided one night just to pull that song out and try it out on everybody. They loved it. They learned it right away. And the rest is history, as far as my probably best-known song is. That's, as a matter of fact, why, in a way, the song was never done complete. Because it only has one verse. I don't know if people realize that, but only one verse of that song, and that's because I never finished it.
Love him in the morning when you see the sun rising, and love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day, and in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. Love him in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. When you think you got to worry, 'cause it seems the thing to do, see the sun rising, and love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day, and in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay with you.
Love him in the morning when you see the sun rising. Love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day.
Whoa.
Remember that he loves you and he promises to stay.
took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming, remember that he loves you and he promises to stay. Love him in the morning when you see the sun arising, and love him in the evening 'cause he took you through the day. And in the in-between time when you feel the pressure coming,
every part of the day we need to love him, even if the day is going bad. In fact, especially if the day is going bad, we need to love him. John Fisher on Streets of Gold. Another hit song from John Fisher during the 70s was Johnny's Cafe. Here John Fisher shares about the album and that song.
Johnny's Cafe is my fifth and last album with Alight Records. It was recorded and released in 1979. Probably, definitely musically sounding, it was my most contemporary. In fact, we made two versions of the arrangements of every one of those songs. One is the kind of a little more of an acoustic arrangement, the way I had originally written the song, and the other would be updated, newest, hot music arrangement. 1979 was when we were trying to save John Fisher's music career. This was a make-or-break album for me with Light Records. And Jack Joseph Puig, who some may know, has gone on to do incredible work. He's worked a lot with, in the beginning with Amy Grant, and then crossed over to a number of secular acts, including the least of these being Eric Clapton. But Jack was a real encouragement to me, and he engineered this project and volunteered a lot more than just engineering expertise. As a matter of fact, Jack went on to engineer and produce my next album, which was with Murr Records, which is called Dark Horse. Interestingly, Dark Horse and Still Life are my two best-selling far and away albums, and they also are the best produced. So there is something into a good production and what people recognize. So Johnny's Cafe was a bit of a departure, and it was a lot of fun to do. Interestingly, it did not save my career and did not translate into huge sales like we all thought it would. And I think some of that might have been because we did stretch into new areas. We had brass in there and all kinds of hip arrangements. Johnny's Cafe itself's a lot like a Billy Joel song. I think even though it sounds great and is produced great and the songs sound wonderful, maybe it doesn't connect as authentically as some of my other work did. Like, for instance, Dark Horse, which was the next album, which we kept more to the folk acoustic guitar vein. Cares. Someone cares.
I'll take some scrambled eggs and orange juice and a bagel. John Fisher singing about Johnny's Cafe on Streets of Gold. I'm hungry after that song. Hey, moving on. If you've ever picked up a copy of CCM Magazine and looked at the back pages, you will see a column written by our featured performer this week. He shares how he landed that job.
My stint with CCM began with an assignment from John Still, who was the publisher, to do a six-part series. And I think that was probably in 78 or 79, and I did a 6-month series called Biblical Foundations for Music Ministry. A number of months after the last that series was published, John Still contacted me based on a lot of the letters and responses he'd been getting from people wanting to hear more, and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a regular column. And that began my stint with CCM Magazine. I think that first column was called Sound Advice, if I remember correctly. And that would have been in the 80s, I believe. 1980, sometime in that year when I began. My column in CCM is kind of where I cut my teeth on writing, having to come up each month with something original. And I personally set a goal to make each one better than the one before. That gets to be where it's impossible, but it's a great way to learn and to grow. And that's actually where I began to find out that I loved writing too, and branched out later into other books.
Here's another song from the Johnny's Cafe album, Nothing in This World. John Fisher on Streets of Gold.
There ain't nothing in this world I'd rather sing than the song that he
have more of John Fisher in our next hour here on Streets of Gold. My name is Larry Wayne. Hey, come visit us at our website anytime. It is streetsofgoldradio.com. There you can listen to podcasts from past programs under Programs and many other items to browse around. That's streetsofgoldradio.com.